Are the Northern Lights dangerous for humans? There is perhaps nothing more magical than witnessing the beauty of a Northern Lights display. But have you ever wondered if any of that intense energy burning up in the night sky is bad for you? Well, we have. Historically, among the populations of the Aurora Oval, many believed the Northern Lights to be benevolent and harmless. Some feared them, telling stories of their dangers and developing superstitions to protect themselves. In Alaska, Inuit communities feared the Northern Lights and carried knives to ward themselves against the evil aurora. The Saumi of Finland believed the Northern Lights were the souls of the dead. Talking about the aurora was dangerous, as it was waving, as this would alert the lights of your presence. If you caught their attention, the lights would reach down and carry you up into the sky. To this day, many Saumi stay indoors when the Northern Lights are illuminating the sky, just to be on the safe side. Although science has proven that you're not very likely to get your head sliced off while singing under the aurora, a question remains. Are the Northern Lights radioactive? Northern Lights appear when high energy particles from the sun collide with atoms and molecules in the atmosphere, causing them to emit light. This light is a form of electromagnetic radiation. However, the aurora occurs so high up in the atmosphere that it does not pose any threat to people watching from the ground. And not many of us are going to fly into space sometime soon. Also, the Earth is surrounded by its magnetosphere. Imagine a magnetic force field. Without it, we would be exposed to all the harmful effects of the solar wind, including radiation. The magnetosphere shields us and keeps us safe. If you're thinking about colonizing Mars, however, this might be a problem for you, as Mars has no magnetosphere. While the aurora itself is not harmful to humans on Earth, there is yet another potential danger. The charged particles produced during massive solar storms can severely damage our infrastructure and technology. The so-called Halloween storm of 2003 produced some of the most powerful geomagnetic disturbance recorded to date. The increased radiation can be blamed for the destruction of scientific instruments in space, ranging from the Earth's orbit to the surface of Mars. A solar geomagnetic storm in the February of 2002 managed to knock 40 SpaceX satellites out of orbit, condemning them to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere. The biggest solar storm ever recorded was the so-called Carrington event in 1859. Back then, the telegraph was just about the only existing communication technology. Today, such a storm could severely damage satellites, disable telecommunications, and cause electrical blackouts over whole continents. It could take weeks or even longer to fix the damage. Luckily, solar storms like the one in 1859 statistically only happen once every 500 years. And thanks to nowadays space weather technology, we can also get advanced warnings of solar flares, so that those solar storms cannot sneak up on us anymore.